we went to a Chinese place and ordered, you know, we ordered Chinese food. Four of us must have been Joanne with us too. So we went to a Chinese takeout place and ordered the food, and we had to wait for them to get it. And so as we go to pick up the food, I said, can you throw some chopsticks in there? And the girl said, oh no, we don't use chopsticks. We're Puerto Rican. So I was like, I never heard that before. All right. So then we got the Chinese food and brought it back to her aunt's place and opened it up. And I said, I'm sorry. I was going to get some chopsticks for us all, but they don't have any there. And her aunt said, yeah, we don't use chopsticks. We're Puerto Rican. I was waiting for Alan Funt.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place too, Puerto Rico. We did a bunch of stuff, Gloria and I got photos and stuff. We had a great time. It's you know what it's like? It's kind of like Hawaii. It's like Hawaii right down there off of Cuba.
There was a beach right off of, by the fort. I mean the San Juan.
Yeah, old San Juan. We never got there.
I dated a girl from Puerto Rico during college, and she took me to San Juan, and I don't know, we went somewhere, I mean, it's right outside the city, and we just, like, went through a path, and all of a sudden, it just opened up to cliffs and a private beach, and oh, just unbelievable. She goes, you can't go swimming, because a riptide will pull you out, you know, but it's just breathtaking.
It was really nice. I mean, it's funny too, because I've been to Hawaii. I was at Hawaii twice, you know, for two different purposes. But honestly, it's like, that's a place like where if you go there one time, you've rung it out. You see, honestly, in your Hawaii, you see one island, you've pretty much seen them all. Puerto Rico, though, I mean, if I wanted to go to like a subtropical island, it's a lot closer. It was just as beautiful. Once you get out of San Juan, which is just a tropical Bronx, the rest of it was beautiful, really nice. Very, you know what? The terrain there was very much like it is here. Mm-hmm. The trees and stuff like that. Yeah, we went around. We were only there a week. Did all kinds. We went to see Arecibo before it collapsed. We spent most of our time like on the beaches on kind of the western end of the island. We didn't see most of the tourist spots. We spent zero. The only time we spent in San Juan was driving through. We were in old San Juan for one night, met her old boyfriend had met us there. We got the car at the airport and immediately drove out to old San Juan, which is murder to park in. And he drove out there and met us there. And Gloria had gotten some kind of a bed and breakfast, an Airbnb place that was really nice right, you know, there. Very rustic for being in a city. And, the boyfriend, Jorge, is an old boyfriend. She's got lots of old boyfriends. And so he was there to meet her, but they didn't, it was funny, they didn't really, whatever they had once was gone. He was still trying to maybe, I hate to say this, but it was almost like he was trying to own her. And the weird thing was I wasn't jealous. Maybe because I didn't figure it out right away, too. But I wasn't jealous at the time. I kind of stepped back. We got there, and he showed up. And I'm like, well, these are old friends, and I'm not going to get in their way. So I just stepped right immediately in the background. And I'm surprised. I shouldn't have been surprised. She noticed that. But I figured I'd just let them talk about old times or do their old times. But within a couple days or so, we traveled around. I'd have to look on a map to remember the towns, but we went to a couple of towns, had dinner out at a restaurant called Discotheque. It was like a restaurant. And then I think at 10 o'clock at night, cause they had the whole dance floor. They had the whole Saturday Night Fever lighted dance floor and the crystal ball with the mirrors and stuff. And we, you know, just had dinner there. But anyway, he stayed with us a couple nights, once in old San Juan and once in that little town. Again, I can't remember the name, but at the western end of the near the northwest corner of Puerto Rico, and something happened. It's like they weren't really hitting it off after the 2 days. And we did, then after we it was another nice place near the beach, an Airbnb that Gloria had arranged for, or somebody arranged for, not me. And then we, the next morning we went and found Arecibo, which is kind of not exactly in the middle of the island, but near the middle of the island. It's that big, 1,000-foot diameter telescope, radio telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, drive up this mountain and stuff. Beautiful scenery, man. And it was real. It's, you know what? The scenery was just like here, and it's rural just like Appalachia. And the houses were a little bit different, but it was the same idea. You're driving up these windy roads, and there's all of these houses just tucked into hollers. I'm sure they don't call them hollers in Puerto Rico. And just rural people, farm folks. And we went up and spent the afternoon at the Arecibo, took the little, they have a museum there, or they did at the time. And we saw it, of course, before it collapsed. And she was trying to get Jorge. He didn't get this. She was standing. There's a spot where you can stand, like, it's a radio telescope. So there's this huge 1,000-foot diameter bowl down below the viewing platform. And up above the viewing platform, 500 feet away, is it's kind of like the business part of it, the electronics. I don't know. There's a word for it, but yeah, it's all of the it's all the electronic equipment and the receiving equipment is up there. The bowl itself is just a big metal dish that's a reflector. So all the business end of it is up there. And Gloria was holding her palm. It was one of those deals where she was trying to do the deal where you're like holding a palm up and you're trying to get to look at, like, you're holding the thing behind you up in the air. So she immediately saw that. She was being a wise guy with that. And for some reason, Jorge couldn't get it. He couldn't get it. She was getting kind of like aggravated at him, which is, Gloria. But then I kind of snuck behind him and I got the picture.
Oh, good.
I took like three or four or five shots of it. Of various, with her hand up or down or here or there, but one of the pictures
you got it,
exactly right. So nice. I sent her. She was when we got back home, I gave her the picture and she was all happy about that. So I was real proud of myself that I got the shot.
Well,
and what else? Then at a point, I think it was the next day, he decided to he left us. I forget what. We went to a shopping mall and had lunch or dinner there, and then they had decided that he was going to go his own way and she was going to go, or we were going to go our own way, and that was it. Then from there, we just went on and we spent the rest of the week with her aunt Nellie over or near I don't remember the name of the town, but it was actually the place where she lives is in a golf a resort. It's inside of a golf resort. What mm-hmm. they did is they essentially, and they said it was Donald Trump, but they said that the Trump organization had bought, there was, her aunt lived in a gated community, kind of pretty close to the beach. And the Trump organization had bought all the land all the way around this whole thing and created a golf course and resort. And so in order to get to this, her aunt's community, you had to go into the gate for the resort. So we had to go through two gates just to get there, and then we just spent the rest of the week with her aunt, just visiting, doing dumb stuff, going down to the beach, whatever Glory wanted to do. We were gonna go out and take a little ferry to visit one of the islands off the coast, but it was rough weather or something had happened. Oh, I know, they'd had the earthquake the week or two before we went. They'd had an earthquake. And it buggered up a lot of their stuff. It didn't damage a lot where I was, but or where we were, but it messed up a lot of schedules and things like that. So we never got to that. But we did a bunch of other, just little dumb things. The big thing we did was we went to El Yunque, which is a national park, mm-hmm. real close to our aunt's house, and drove up there. And there was the same thing. And once again, mountain streams. There were mountain streams that reminded me of the Blue Hole. For example, that's right. You haven't been to the Blue Hole.
I was going to go this week.
Yeah. But there's like all kinds of mountain streams around here, and that place, it was a bigger one, a taller one, because it's a volcanic mountain in Puerto Rico, but we went and visited that and would just drive along, and you'd just stop in some little wading pool and just swim for a few minutes and just go along like that. And there were other things, a lot of wildlife and things to see. So we got little souvenirs from El Yunque. That was one of the nicer things we did.
That's cool.
Then there was Button Heads. That's a whole different story.
There's where?
Butting Heads. We did some good Button Head button.
Oh,
Gloria was good like that.
She wanted to butt. Opposite personality.
We're very opposite personalities. Yes, very much so.
But, you know.
Yeah, we kind of were working it out. And that was a deliberate effort. I know on my part, I think possibly on her part, that we were there. We were trying to work out the differences in our personalities and staying together and not just walking off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I haven't hung up the phone on her, but, you know, we would always get back together after a day or two or start talking. I'll tell you those stories too.
Yeah. When she gets mad.
Right. Yeah.
I guess always good to get mad sooner, one time or another. Well, that's fantastic. Love to have all that story about Puerto Rico.
I got the pictures to go with it. I don't know what she did. She would have taken pictures too. They're on her camera, which we don't know how to get. I mean, not her camera, her phone.